Hard drives have gotten smaller and smaller over the decades, going from filling up a room to fitting on a USB stick. Well, scientists aren't stopping there, with researchers at Harvard University encoding a short animation into DNA. Yep, that's right. They fit a GIF of Edward Muybridge's galloping horse animation into a tiny, tiny speck that we can't even see with human eye. So how do they do it? Dr. Bernard Pope is a lead bioinformatician in clinical genomics at Melbourne University. Welcome to the program, Dr. Pope.
Thanks for having me. Good evening.
So how can data like this be stored in DNA?
It's a fascinating piece of work that was published yesterday in Nature. So people have realised in the last 10 or so years that bacterial cells have a very clever immune system that can record pathogenic sequences of DNA, so viruses that attacked the bacteria. And these bacteria cells, they record fingerprints from the pathogens and they store those fingerprints in their own DNA sequences themselves. And this is part of the immune system that bacteria use to fend off these attacks. But these scientists from Harvard have repurposed that mechanism from the bacteria, and they've used that capturing of fingerprints, they've used that to capture the data that they want to store, in this case, computer images and movies.
So when the data is reconstructed, how close to the original image was the result?
So they tried a number of different settings for their experiment, and in some circumstances they were able to retrieve almost perfect versions of the image in the movies, and occasionally there might be a few small changes, but it's close to perfect.
Incredible. The researchers used a 5-frame GIF. Is that the most we could hope to incorporate into DNA right now?
The paper is really a proof of concept. So they've demonstrated that this is possible. Actually, other researchers have also demonstrated the storage of information in DNA previously. What the novelty is here, there's a few pieces of novelty, but one of them is that they're storing the information in living bacterial cells. And they're using the fact that bacterial colonies could have millions, if not billions, of individual cells, in a very small amount of space, and they've dispersed the information across all of that population of cells. So in theory, you could scale this up to vast amounts of data if you were interested. They only did very small amounts of data relatively to what we're used to these days, just for the purpose of demonstration. But yeah, in theory, you could actually extend this even further.
So essentially, this process has turned bacteria into living hard drives. How are scientists hoping we can use this in the future? I mean, surely not just to store our photo libraries into our DNA, right? Sounds interesting, but, you know, surely there's more.
Absolutely. So actually, this paper, what the scientists have said is their real goal is to create micro-monitoring systems. So really, the recording of information, you could store images, but what they really want to store and use this for is a kind of monitoring, a biological monitoring system. So an analogy might be in your car, modern cars have all these monitoring electronics that monitor the behavior of the car. They check the fuel efficiency and all sorts of things, and then you can use that when you fix the car later on, or take it in for service. That monitoring happens passively while you're driving your car around. It doesn't affect the behavior of your car at all. And so the analogy is they might want to build a monitoring system, but for biological systems, like for humans or for, you know, endless possible different things you might want to monitor. And so what they're testing is, can our monitoring system made out of bacteria, can it store and record this information, and can it be reliably retrieved later on? So they've proven that you can store this information. So that's interesting, but there's lots to do after this.
You specialise in cancer genomics and clinical genomics. How could this technology work in your particular field?
So cancer growths and tumours are in many ways a lot like colonies of bacteria, except that the cells in cancers are typically, in the case of humans, are made out of human cells whose growth program has become abnormal. And so in theory, I'm speculating quite wildly, but in theory you could imagine a monitoring system that could track the progress of the tumour progression.
So I mean, given that, we've heard a lot about biohackers in the news recently. You know, there was that story in the news with the person with their Opal card implanted in the hand, which I find still incredible, can I say? Just maybe I'm a bit old school. How could science enthusiasts in the community replicate this kind of DNA data storage in a non-research setting?
That would be pretty challenging at the moment. So the research demonstrated in this paper is cutting-edge microbiology. You would need sophisticated lab equipment and experts in using that equipment. And it's unlikely that anyone in the near future is going to be able to do this outside of a scientific laboratory setting.
But do you think, I mean, you're obviously pretty excited about its possibilities still?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, additionally, in on top of being able to store information in bacterial cells and all the things you could do with that, they've learned a lot about this mechanism, the immune system of bacteria, and how that immune system can function. So, actually, it's a lot of basic biology is learned through this process as well.
It's an incredible story. Hey, thank you so much for your time.
That's a pleasure.